Welcome back to the Dawes Gang Podcast. Now, my apologies to the audience here, even though my first guests are not when I thought they were going to be or who I thought they were going to be. We officially have our first guests on the show right now, who are two very good friends of mine. They were accomplished runners in high school at Bozeman High and Laurel High, respectively. And they are now both All-American runners from Montana State. Please welcome to the show Duncan Hamilton and Levi Taylor. Boys, how are you doing today?
Great. So good to be here. Thanks, Zach.
It was awesome, Zach.
All right. Nationals recap. How did Nationals go? I know, first trip in 20 years at a very tough course in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Obviously, not the finish you guys would have liked, but to be representing MSU for the first time in 20 years must have felt pretty dang good.
For sure. I mean, we definitely didn't want to be a team that was just happy to be there. So definitely a little disappointed with that finish. But I think a big part of it is just going to be a training age of all of our runners and experience. So hopefully next time we get back there, it'll go differently.
All right, and I saw you just opened up your indoor season, Levi. I know you ran a pretty good race here the other day at the Fieldhouse. Of course, Duncan, I know you just got back from Boston racing a 5.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of talk about those races, I believe. Is that your 7th school record?
That's my
6th. I think 6th at least.
5th individual, 6th with a relay with the DMR.
Okay, yeah, just kind of like talk about those races kind of to start indoor season up.
You start, Levi.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hopped in that 5K in the brick, had Duncan pace me. It was pretty good. Not really the time I wanted, but for starting out before Christmas break, it was pretty good. So, yeah.
And Duncan, kind of talk about your race in Boston. Like, who was in that field and, you know, what was your mindset going in and, you know, during the race, you know? Sounds like you had some records that you were going towards and... It was you and Matt Richtman, obviously, and yeah. You know, going for an NCAA qualification.
Yeah, that was one of the goals for sure. I was in the second heat. Who was in mine? It was Deaver. Deaver was in mine. The Weber guy, Christian Allen, was in mine. It was a solid field for sure. we started off running about 4:20 pace. And that was pretty perfect for me, kind of just like riding on the train of runners. Started out near the back and just started to work my way up. And just since we haven't done a ton of stuff at that pace, it felt pretty tough, but it was a big indoor PR for me. So I ended up 13:34, which I was pretty happy with. Cool to see Boston too. I'd never been to the East Coast really. So that was fun. It was a good trip.
Yeah, and as I understand, that's where Galen Rupp broke a bunch of records himself.
Yeah, there's a lot of records on that track, too. That's where Grant Fisher ran the American record last year.
Oh, yeah?
Too. Yeah.
Anyway, of course, running for you guys, as well as myself, go back a long way. So both of you kind of, at a younger age, kind of talk about how you got into running, kind of. Like, at a younger age.
Yeah, I think it was 4th grade. There's a little race in Billings, Montana. There's a Pioneer Park, and I think it's like a mile and a half. And my parents just threw me in there. And, yeah, I ended up winning the race. And then ever since then, just kind of did that same meet until 6th grade. And then 7th grade, I started doing outdoor track. And then, yeah, started, you know, figuring out I was pretty good at the mile and the 800. And then sophomore year, I did cross country. And then, yeah, pretty much took off from there.
Yeah.
Pretty similar story for me, at least timeline-wise. I think 4th grade was when I started going to Bozeman Track Club. One of my teammates from Blitz Soccer, told me to come to one of the Bozeman Track Club practices. And that was pretty much all it took. Like, started going to practices. That was coached by Dave Skelton. He's a great coach. He kept it super fun. We would play games and stuff. And since we were in middle school, it wasn't too serious. So That was good. Yeah, that was history from there.
Nice. So, Duncan, I know growing up, I saw this in a newspaper article. You went and you were growing up, you know, going to indoor track meets, watching guys the likes of Christian Serratos and Pat Casey running sub 4 miles. Mm-hmm. And this article, mind you, came out, I think, after you ran sub 4 for the first time. Like,
yeah.
You know, talk about that. You know, is that really where the sub 4 dream kind of started for you? Or,
I think
like,
so,
as kind of running went along?
I came to the Brick to watch Pat Casey, or like, I think it was the day, like, couple days after he had broken 4 in the Brick. I came here and I even got his autograph, and I was really proud of that. Like, I had it, like, I like laminated it or something, and I had his autograph in my room for a while. So that was definitely like a big motivator for me, and like an idol of sorts. And it's pretty cool. Like, I've seen him, I saw him at NCAAs, and I saw him in Boston because he's coaching that Dark Sky group now. So it's pretty cool to see him a bunch now. But yeah, to try and follow in his footsteps, you know, those Laurel guys are fast.
Eastern A guys, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
And his Twitter account is pretty dang good as well. Yeah, you see his tweets.
Yeah.
Things that he tweets. He's also like one of the biggest comedians on the running scene as well. Now, Levi, you grew up, like, you obviously went to the same high school as Pat Casey, same town as Pat Casey. What was it like growing up and following in his footsteps?
Yeah, he, I guess, set the bars high for me in high school. Yeah, he just gave me a goal to shoot towards. I pretty much, since freshman year of high school, just tried to match his times throughout what he ran when he was a freshman, a sophomore, a junior. And I think eventually I surpassed him in high school and broke both of his school records.
Yeah.
But, I mean, considering his college record in the mile and the 800 here at Montana State, he took off when he got to college. He definitely made a big jump in his time, so...
And also kind of talk about that experience running at Laurel as well, you know, breaking some records on Glendive's track, obviously, and had a lot of success there.
Yeah, that was a really fun race. I remember that like it was yesterday. That was so fun. I love that track. But
same here.
Yeah. I remember my junior year, I was like 0.4 off of his 2 mile record on that track, which was also the stadium record. And yeah, it just gave me a lot of motivation for the next year to go back on that same track and break it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Glendive's track. I'd agree with Glendive's track. Glendive night meet. Hot take. I consider the Glendive night meet the Montana equivalent of the Peyton Jordan Invitational at Stanford.
No, that's so true. I love that track.
Anyway, yep. Kind of like talk a little bit more about your high school career running for... You know, you're in for Coach Cal, right? And,
yep.
You know, you had, you know, running with guys like Ben Longbottom, Wyatt Osler, and, you know, kind of after Ty Mogan. Just kind of talk about, you know, you ran cross country for 3 years, track for 4 years. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Freshman year I was still playing football, and then tore my meniscus, and then had surgery, and then started up cross country to see how that would play out, and it went pretty good. I think I got like 8th at state my sophomore year, so I was like, okay. And then junior, senior year, I won. But yeah, I was really hoping my senior year to place, because Laurel's never won state before, so I was looking forward to like at least get second or first, but because the best Laurel ever did was third. I think Pat's team got third. Ty's team got third, and then my team got third, so I was really hoping to do better than that, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure as hell worked out on the track, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think our teams went 1-2 at state, I believe.
Yep.
And then like 2-4 of our junior year. Yeah. Our teams were always pretty close. You know, we had the sprinters, of course, you know, that went 1-2 at state. Yeah. Fun times for sure. fun times until that one fateful day in Belgrade. I'll probably have to edit that out of it.
What happened in Belgrade?
All right, we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, maybe I know that better. Nice thing is we can edit it out. But anyway, now Duncan.
Yo.
So now, of course, you're a couple years before that, Bozeman High, running with guys, you know, ran for coaches, legendary coaches, Clint May, Casey Germain, and, you know, four-time state champs as a team, and to my knowledge, at one time, at the very least when they had one school, you were like the only freshman to make the state team on varsity, which would be a pretty impressive feat for Bozeman High. Kind of talk about running for them, and of course, NXN champs in 2016, upsetting American Fork. What was that like? Yeah. You know, what was that kind of high school experience?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, my high school running was definitely, I'm kind of realizing it's a lot more cross-country heavy. Like, my track seasons, freshman, sophomore, even junior year, were not very amazing at all. So, but cross-country was definitely kind of where the focus was. And, yeah, Clint and Casey both liked it that way, to put the focus on cross country. So you were kind of talking about my freshman year, we had graduated all seven from the previous year, so it was a super young team. Nobody on varsity had been on varsity before, and that year really the only goal was to win state, because we had a streak of I think 6 or 7 years. And just wanted to keep that streak alive. And it was a close one that year. And I think I was the only freshman on varsity that year. But yeah, managed to win state that year. And then since it was a super young team, you know, we were able to just keep increasing our goals every year. You know, win state freshman year, win regionals the next year, win nationals the year after that. It was kind of the way it went. And, yeah, pretty lucky to have great coaches. We had a really nice transition from Clint to Casey. He did a great job of taking over the squad. But yeah, really good high school running, mostly cross country. Yeah.
And kind of talk about that 2016 team a little bit more. Yeah. Oddly enough, it was the last 3-mile race has ever run in the state of Montana, just before they switched to 5K the next year. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Of course, you guys had 4 in the top 6. I know one of your guys' runners went just injured, or else you might have had 5 in the top 6. Obviously, that was your guys' 9th in a row. That was the gals, it was a streak of 10 at that point.
This is the Kalispell one?
Yeah, this was in Kalispell, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Chase and yourself go 1 and 2 respectively, and then Riley 4th, and Leonard McComas obviously was 6th.
Yeah.
And then go on, win regionals, and then nationals, Portland, Oregon. You know, it's a really close team race. And, of course, after the race, according to yourself, your heart was beating faster when you finished the race. What was that moment like? You know, that national meet, what was that moment like, making history and doing something that no other team in Montana has done before or since?
Yeah, that was a crazy moment. I mean, probably some of the happiest I've been. Like, just looking back at pictures of, like, how ecstatic and surprised we all were. Like, it's just so cool to look at the expressions on everybody's faces. Like, just pure elation. Like, yeah, we knew we were good that year, but we didn't. I guess we were, like, talking about winning nationals, but not, like, a ton. But, yeah, we got up on that podium, and they have you wait for so long, like they really drag it out forever. And yeah, just it was quite the moment. I love looking back at the pictures of American Fork, because they're so disappointed.
And Brentwood, Tennessee, we got 3rd, right? And Brody Hasty, yeah, as I understand, ran on that team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to tell the audience right now, for those runners out there, that race, those top 2 teams, that'll teach you a lot of lessons about how the 5th runner can make or break a team. 4th, 5th runners, that goes to show how the bottom of a lineup can make or break a squad.
Yeah, and, seriously.
You know, especially when it comes down to tiebreakers. I guess the more I thought about it, those kind of tiebreakers don't exist at the college level, but in high school they do. I mean, obviously this one didn't come down to a tiebreaker, but it certainly came down to the last half of your lineup. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, according to Riley Collins, after you guys kind of sticking together and moving up and stuff like that.
Any- yeah, or 3, 4, and 5 definitely won, anyway, that, won that race for us. Yeah.
Anyway, the recruitment process. What other schools were recruiting you, and how did you eventually come to the decision, I am staying home and running for MSU?
I wasn't really looking at too many schools. I visited here and NAU.
NAU, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But honestly, a big draw for me was all of the teammates or everybody who was signing with me, because we had a group of five freshmen at the time. So it was Isaac, Cooper, Tegan, Braden, and I. So basically, like, all my rivals from in the state, and we all wanted to come here and just make a team out of the best of Montana, which was just a big draw for me. That's basically what drew me here. Yeah.
And Levi, what other schools recruited you? And, you know, of course, I knew it was eventually bound to happen. You know, obviously, you know, you had Pat before Ty, then Ty ran at MSU, and then you joined the squad shortly after. Yeah, kind of like talk about your recruiting process a little bit. You know, what schools were kind of coming after you and kind of pushing you to run for them?
Honestly, there weren't very many D1 schools that were coming for me, and I think that's just because I was, you know, just an average. For the country, I was pretty average, and from Montana, so there wasn't very many D1 schools really looking at me. I had to do most of the reaching out, so I was kind of reaching out to, like, Gonzaga, Boise, and MSU, and yeah, like Duncan said, I saw all these five guys, the best from Montana in AA, sign with Montana State. So I was like, man, I want to go there. And yeah, pretty much since then, you know, I knew Ben Perrin was looking at Montana State too. So I was hoping maybe if I went, he would go. And then I figured that 7 would be great to have back-to-back years. So
definitely. And so the next question we got, of course, Duncan, I know won your first Big Sky title as a freshman, you know, and I believe it was a year or two later ran your first sub-4 mile. You know, talk about, you know, what that was like, you know, like, which were basically your first accolades of many more to come, and still more to come.
Yeah. Kind of like whenever I think back to that race, I realize that I really didn't know, like, what it meant or something to be racing at the conference level, or like, yeah, I think I was so inexperienced and just not very knowledgeable, but that race was pretty much all Lyle. Like, I think the winter before, he told me, like, I think you can win conference in Siebel, and I was like, okay, I'd never run Siebel before, I don't really know what that means, but okay, sounds good. So that was really just like a huge confidence boost to have Lyle say that, and for him to just like kind of put that idea in my head. And I don't know if that would have happened without him kind of saying that throughout the season. But yeah, that was a huge help to have Lyle and have him kind of express that confidence in me for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and what does it mean running for Lyle? You know, what's it like having him? You know, I know he set the bar a long ago. He was one of the original bar setters, especially yeah. for steeplechasers, you know, and now as a coach, what has he meant to y'all, and, you know, as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, we owe Lyle a lot for sure. He's an amazing coach. He's super good at like making up, coming up with workouts and like just crafting a perfect training plan for us. Like you can kind of see that it's worked well, and he's consistently able to have his athletes improve kind of throughout their time in college. So we owe Lyle a lot for sure.
Yeah. As far as steeple goes, I guess you could say he's the best in the country. I mean, that's why we call Montana State Steeple University. So, I mean, you have the best steeplers in the country, at least for the U.S., running together. So,
or most of the other ones at Nationals from other countries. Obviously, I know the guy who won was, but were most of the other guys,
There were a few, but most were at USA's.
Most of them were at USA's.
Yeah.
Like, USA's, I guess you guys ended up running in both of them, but I guess some of them just decided to stick to one, kind of, which is kind of weird at the NCAA level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the top USA athletes like Kenneth Rooks, Parker Stokes.
Minnesota guys?
Yeah, both the Minnesota boys. They were there. And Duncan and I were the top two collegians to come out of the final. So,
I mean,
yeah.
And since you guys began as teammates at MSU, what's it like, you know, having each other as, you know, there's always that training part, you know, that you have, you know, that pushes you and to be the best you can be, not just in workouts, but in races as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's been super helpful. And I think this year is going to be really nice to have Levi there pretty much in any steeple race. I think there's nobody that can beat us or come in between us either, which is going to be super cool. And being able to practice that in workouts, do some workouts over barriers together. There's nothing like it. You're so much stronger when you have a teammate with you. Everything gets so much easier. Like trying to train on your own and push yourself just based on your mental fortitude, it's so much easier with a teammate by your side.
Yeah. Especially in an event like steeple, it's really nice to have someone to train with, because we're going to be racing a lot together, you know, in the same heats. So just being able to practice with him, just hurdling, you know, going over hurdle smoothly with the guy you're going to be racing with, it's just, all it does is give you more confidence for those bigger races. You know, you always have your teammate there to calm you down and race better.
And then the last question that we are going to end on, this is one, obviously Duncan and I, and Levi as well, go back long ways, you know, racing each other in high school, obviously, you know, a long time ago, and now at our respective places in college. But something I found out in January, my dad sent me a text one time and said, it just so happens, for those of you listening out there, it is a small world out there, and this little tidbit is going to explain that. As it turns out, as I've always known, my dad graduated from Bozeman in the class of 1983, and he also once told me one day that Duncan's mom graduated from Bozeman in the class of 1983. So our parents were literally high school classmates. It's literally, yeah, Bozeman High class of 1983 kids doing a podcast here. Now, Duncan, I know when we were talking on the phone about a month and a half ago, you know, we talked about like things that they did. I think they did stuff together in high school and maybe even a little dance together, you know, like kind of like, is there anything like you really like know about that, or, you know, like, yeah, what have you heard about that?
That they did, they were dance partners for some type of dance contest.
Really? Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah. I think that's the official story of, yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's fascinating, really. It is a small world indeed. Their parents were classmates.
And I guess the last question I'll end on, you know, I think at the beginning of the episode, obviously, you know, we talked about, you know, how the national meet went, but coming into the national meet, you know, kind of, you know, what was your mindset, you know, like obviously goal setting, you know, obviously you had this on your minds for a long time, you know, throughout summer training, you know, throughout the fall, you know, going to meets, you know, pre-nats, conference, and then eventually taking fifth in a very tough mountain region to be able to get there. Mm-hmm. I know you had qualified as an individual a couple of times, but obviously you knew in the back of your mind you wanted the whole team to be there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think the mindset going in was really just to try and outrun our rankings, try and finish better than we thought we could. Usually, like, we were kind of saying that it's the hard part is just getting there, and then there's a lot of teams that kind of don't do as well on the day of nationals. So if you have a good day there, then you can beat a lot of teams. So that was the goal. And a personal goal for me was probably the biggest goal that I wanted was to be All-American. And I was like on the cusp of that top 40 for a lot of the race, but just couldn't quite make it happen. But yeah, that's really where my mind was at going into it.
And yeah, time-wise, they just keep getting faster every year, and especially the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Duncan Hamilton and Levi Taylor. Fellas, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate you.